I'm Lieutenant Colonel Nicole Malachowski, and I'm the commander of the 333rd Fighter Squadron. Day to day, I'm responsible for ensuring the mission of the 333rd Fighter Squadron, which is to train up the next generation of F-15E aircrew. So I've got about 50 officers, enlisted and civilian, that work with me to get that mission done. When I was 5, I went to an air show. I remember looking my father in the eye and saying, I want to be a fighter pilot someday. Choosing the Air Force Academy for me was the smoothest, most direct path to achieving that dream. I headed off to pilot training a few months after graduation at Columbus Air Force Base, Mississippi. You know, I wanted to be an officer. I wanted to fly fighters. I didn't realize all the opportunities that were out there. By the time I made the decision to apply for the Thunderbirds, I had been in 3 operational fighter squadrons. I'd certainly deployed into combat. I truly had no idea that they had not had a woman Thunderbird pilot at the time I had applied. I used to always bristle a little bit at the thought of being called a woman fighter pilot or being called the woman Thunderbird pilot. I realized it means something to see someone who looks like you succeeding. So if me wearing that Thunderbird uniform inspires young girls to follow their dreams, whatever it is, then I'll tell you what, that is no doubt absolutely a humbling feeling. My relationship with the WASP, or the Women Air Force Service Pilots, goes back to when I was about 12 years old. My parents took me on a trip to the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., and there was this very small display on these women who had been flying military aircraft back in World War II. So now you fast forward to this time when I'm a Thunderbird, and as I go towards the autograph line, there's this group of 3 or 4 older women wearing the telltale blue scarves of the WASP. To me, they're like rock stars. And because of everything that they did 60 years prior, I was able to have this opportunity. And they'd been standing there all day in the autograph line to get my autograph. And they stood there and they're like, you're our hero. And I thought, how backwards is this interaction right now? Can I have your autograph? Every day I'm pretty surprised by what the Air Force lets me do. I was selected to be a White House Fellow. I worked for basically 6 months under President Bush and 6 months under President Obama. It was unbelievable. I was able to witness history up close and personal. I've now been in the Air Force more than half my life. You know, you blink and you realize, wow, how did I go from the lieutenant here 14 years ago to the commander 333rd Fighter Squadron? To know that you are a part of a team like this, to know that you are serving your country, and to know that you're a part of something so much bigger than yourself, that is rewarding in and of itself. In this Air Force, there really are opportunities for everybody. As long as you apply yourself and you're a team player and you keep a positive attitude, you have no idea what opportunities or doors are going to open.